thank you for your presence here today. We thank you that you are with us in a mighty way. Yes. We lift your name in this place, O Lord.
Jesus.
There is no name that is greater than yours. We honor you today, Lord. Come and inhabit our praises. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stand if you want to stand. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We worship
you. Oh, we worship
hallelujah,
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence.
I love that anointed worship. That's nothing like anointed worship. God is moving by His Spirit. And I love anointed worship. He's here. Okay. We'll continue on. Page 32, we were talking about the double cure. And it's a blessing to have the double cure. We are, I love that song Matthew sang, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Amen.
So this is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Elisha when... He said, open the young man's eyes.
Yeah.
They were surrounded. It looked like they were surrounded.
Yeah.
But the army of Syria was surrounded by the armies of God.
Jesus.
And he's no matter where, and I've lived this, wherever you go, you have an authority and faith in it. You cannot be defeated if you take a stand against Satan. If you tell Satan what he can't do, he has to stop. The
Why
Lord
can
says. Yeah, you can't be defeated.
Jesus already did it all.
Yes, he did.
All we did is walk in his.
You learn that you just can't be defeated. I can't count the times it looked like it was all over. But
it's not us that's doing it. It's just our God-given authority,
yeah.
What Jesus has done.
I said, Lord, I said, Lord, I'm at the end of my rope. He said, you're not at the end of your rope. You're at the beginning of your future.
Woo! thank you.
We can't be defeated if we choose not.
Cannot be defeated.
That's a good feeling. And
praise your name, God.
The double cure.
Praise your name.
He thought of everything. He saved us spiritually and physically. And it really goes on deeper emotionally, mentally. You put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And you can defeat. Sometimes a worship song is a weapon for you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Worship is a weapon.
Years ago when I was just getting started, I was in the choir, and I would use those songs to stand. I would use those songs against the enemy to propel forward. And it works. When I learned about authority, I did the same thing, and it works. Mm-hmm. You find out you just can't be defeated.
Cannot be defeated.
If you use the scriptures that you've received, you cannot be defeated.
Jesus.
Okay, he said the double cure is evident in the Passover. Now this is at the bottom of the page. The Lord's Supper was first celebrated on the same day as the Passover because it is the true Passover. They were celebrating the Passover when the children of Israel left Egypt. But now, they're having the Passover before they come out of spiritual bondage. And everything that goes with it, like Mary taught in the first Passover, they ate the Passover and nobody was sick when they left. And in this Passover, they ate the Passover and they were about to receive the double cure. The Last Supper before they received their double cure. Jesus legally died for him. He rose again on the third day. He did everything. He fulfilled Isaiah chapter 53.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When we believe on him, that's what we're believing.
Thank you for being.
Now, I'm going to talk more about this part later, but you can't learn God's word like you learn math. You know, 2 + 2 = 4. 1 + 1 = 2. All forms of algebra and calculus. You read it, you learn the rules, you got it. And you got it for life.
Mm-hmm.
But the Word of God, when you read it, you have to receive it.
Amen.
When you receive it, then you believe it.
Amen.
If you receive it in your heart, it may not make sense to your mind. Mm-hmm. But you know, you heard somebody say Jesus died for you. And it probably puzzled you, but it got in that heart. Yeah. And then God watered it. And somebody preached again, something happened. Sometimes funerals happen and you listen a little deeper. Sometimes you get in trouble and you remember what was said.
Amen.
When you receive the word, eventually you'll believe the word. Receiving it comes first. Mm-hmm. When you receive it, mm-hmm. and then you believe it, when you speak it, it's you're acting on it. From the time when you first speak it, that's the first act. You're saying that I believe on Jesus Christ. I believe that he healed me. I believe in the double cure. And it applies. That's how we learn the word of God. We receive it, we believe it, we act on it. And then, hey, it works. You find yourself in success instead of failure. And he's always standing right beside you. He's in you, he's with you, he's around you. You're surrounded by him.
Amen.
Pastor taught, you know, I thought I knew a lot about the Holy Spirit to me and our pastor did a radio broadcast one day. He talked about the Holy Spirit within and the Holy Spirit upon.
Yes, he is.
The Holy Spirit within, he's going to guide you. That's the wells of living water in you. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit when you take time and study the word, he'll put it together for you. He'll give you understanding. He'll guide you in all truth.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit upon, that's for others so you can minister his word effectively. Rivers of living water. And he pointed that out. I said, that's why those Baptist preachers, I thought they were secret tongue talkers because they are so anointed. And they don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they have the Holy Spirit within. Every Christian, mm-hmm. every true Christian has the Holy Spirit within.
Amen.
I said, now he preached like he got the Holy Spirit, but then he's telling people that you don't have to have you don't believe in the baptism. He's saying that went out with the apostles. And I'm like, what's going on with these guys? The Holy Spirit within.
And a lot of the Baptist people in general has cultivated the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
They don't, maybe the gifts they don't, but really they do. A lot of them do the fruit of the Spirit. Because if you've ever been a Baptist church, yeah. or Methodist.
Well, they bump
into
it.
You'll see how much they do mm-hmm. for other people, but even it's not their own congregation.
Sometimes
pay this bill or do that bill.
Sometimes people get healed in the Methodist and Baptist church, sure. even though they said all that. I remember when I was a kid, my dad was doing a revival, and a guy my age was over there falling out in the spirit. they was over there fanning him. I said, what's wrong with him? I didn't know. I was just a kid. And then and we went down there, and another one of my friends got saved. Mm-hmm. And then that was a change in him, a notable change in him. You know, the Lord moves wherever he's welcome. He's not limited to our pet doctrines. But God thinks of everything, the double Amen. Cure. And we'll pick up on page 33 next week. Okay. Believing, receiving, and believing. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
Thank you, Lord, for your broken body.
Let's say this together. It is for my healing.
It is for my healing.
My spouse's healing.
My spouse's healing.
My children's healing.
My children's healing.
Thank you that by your stripes, by the blessings you bore,
by the blessings you bore,
by the lashes which fell on your back,
by the lashes which fell on your back,
we are completely healed.
Completely healed.
I believe, and I receive.
I receive. Hi, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood.
Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness.
And washed me from every sin.
And washed me from every sin.
I thank you that your blood,
has made me righteous.
And as I drink,
I
celebrate
and
partake
and partake
of the inheritance of the righteous.
Of the inheritance of the righteous.
Which is preservation.
Which is preservation.
Healing.
Healing.
Wholeness.
Wholeness.
And all prosperity.
And all prosperity.
Thank you, Lord. We drink to it.
Trusting the Lord gives you the greatest peace.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Apostle. That was really good.
Thurston, I know this, and we all know it, about the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Mm-hmm. I never really thought about it using on me in that way, because it divides the sun and the soul and the spirit, and, you know, I've always thought of, I know the Word cleanses you and shapes you and all, but I always thought it about, you know, using it on things out here. But that scripture kind of reminds that. It's me I'm supposed to use on it too. The
Word,
quick and powerful and sharper than any tool, dividing with asunder the soul and spirit and the thought and intent of the heart, you know.
Yeah.
I know I used it, but I never thought about actually using it.
Yeah.
Like a sword cutting me all, around the bad stuff out of me.
You can use the
and
Word.
It heals you.
Yeah, then it heals you. Good, man.
It's a two-edged.
It's two-edged. That's good. Thank you.
You can use the Word to receive the Word. And you can use the Word to drive out bad habits, old habits, to change the way you speak.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do all that's in His heart.
You can use your imagination to see it cutting out a bad thing.
And that meditating on that Word, oh my God, it'll drive it out too. When you meditate on the Word and it becomes yours, it'll drive it out. I'm going to do a teaching on meditation. Because, see, the world done took that, and we as people of God, we back off of it.
Meditation, that's the world.
God is the key to the church.
Oh, yeah.